Monster. If you're into cars around the price range of, let's say, $200,000, maybe it's an entry-level car for you, maybe you just enjoy driving, you know, small cars around the city, it makes a lot of sense, definitely a lot more economical, easier to handle possibly, whatever the case may be, maybe even thinking of scaling down, you know, if you're paying too much a month on a car and this year has just got you realizing, you know what, why? Maybe you're going to be driving less now because you're going to work from home.
Or right? Maybe you've got a 19-year-old sister who needs to go to varsity and she needs her first car as well. So,
Any one of the above. So you're looking at cars in the price range of under $200,000. You think to yourself, what the heck could you buy there and what's safe? Mm. Well, a very interesting article. I think they have tested 27 cars. And they have grouped them into three groups. A safe category, a moderately safe category, and then a less safe category. Now, some of the cars in there, I mean, if you look at the safe category, I expected, to be honest with you, that a Toyota Aygo, have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Very cute little cars. I was expecting that to be in the safe group, yeah. There's a Volkswagen in there once again. Uh-huh. Honda. But then there are one or two other cars that honestly, no offense, really surprised me that would make it through as safe little cars. In the moderate middle group, I think also comes some surprises. And then in the less safe group, there are car brands in there that I have never, and I love cars, you guys know that, right? Yeah. There's like a car brand there that I have never heard of in my life. That I didn't even know is driving around South Africa, but it is.
Yeah.
This is a South African list.
And I have to say that as someone who's from the Western Cape, the thing that struck me when I moved to Joburg is that in Joburg, every car that exists on earth is on the road. I always feel like people here buy new and interesting brands and models and shapes and things much more than the rest of the country.
Mm. And also, we don't mind big cars. In Joburg and Pretoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the bigger the car, the more seats it can have, even if you only have one child.
Yeah, you need the 7-seater.
Yes, but they've got lots of luggage, okay? So when, especially on sports days, lots of bags, so I've got to have the 7-seater. All right? What is a 10-seater out? I want it. What? A 14-seater? I must have, because you can never have. I get it now. I have dogs. I have three dogs. You fill up a car very quickly. I get it. Right?
There's a guy who has a tour bus.
Yes.
And another combi.
Got a tour bus with no tour. But the dogs are loving it. The dogs are loving it. It's just easy. But it's very important. But maybe you want to scale down on that big SUV, right? Because it's got a bit of flacker on the side there. Sometimes, because you've got to squeeze into the smallest. What is that about, everybody? How small are some of those parking spaces? My God. So go and have a look at the list. It is up on our blog on jacarandafm.com.
Wake up, wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.